We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 82, special Orlando edition.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvhorror.com. If you don't know who I am at this point, stop listening.
I'm Jason the TVholic from TVholic.com.
And I'm Amory from MyTakeOnTV.com. And we're sitting at the lovely Hotel Portofino in Orlando.
We are.
And I'm not sure if my voice is resonating or registering. Jesus, my cousin! Oh, okay.
I didn't know that you had such high relatives.
I do. Anyway.
And while we've all been in the same place.
Could you put a good word with me for Jason? For Jesus, I mean.
What?
Jason.
Yeah. What?
You said Jesus, my cousin. Anyway.
Nicely done.
What were you going to say?
Anyway.
I was going to say we've been in the same place a couple of times before, but we've never had a chance to actually record a podcast.
Ray and I have, from my living room.
You two have.
Do you remember that? Oh, with the echo? I couldn't look at Ray. Oh, my God. Anyway. We don't have much news. Thrilling news, though. I'm thrilled about this. Raising Hope, full season. First full season order given, and Ray's already rolling her eyes. I love this show. I think it's incredible, and I can't wait for more.
Which I can see, actually. I can see her roll her eyes.
Yeah.
This is going to be a dangerous podcast right here.
Normally, I know when Ray's rolling her eyes.
But now I can see her. Eyes at everything.
She rolls her eyes at everything anyway.
I
Nothing
do.
New.
That's my nickname. Ray rolls her eyes at everything.
Lee, as it were.
Lee, correct. That's my new last name.
Do you not like it?
What?
The show?
It's okay.
See?
I laugh a couple of times, but I don't really.
You don't care one way or the other.
Correct. I'm happy for you all that you're happy that
yes.
I got a season.
Yes. I love it.
I could care less.
Well, of all the new comedies, it's the one that I liked the best going in, and
yeah.
It's the only one that's actually... And it's sort of held up to what it started out as, so...
Two episodes in. Yeah. We've only seen two episodes. Or is it three? Three episodes now.
Yeah, I think it's had three.
We apologize for the bellhop in the background.
Yeah, that was a bellhop. In surprising news, if I'm being honest, Haven was given a season two. Not surprising ratings-wise, but surprising that EFB's in it, and he never gets more than, like, 10 episodes.
The show killer?
The show killer himself.
Yeah. I went and looked on his IMDb profile.
Oh, my God. So my
first...
I apologize for that, too.
It's his first, second season of anything he's
of
ever
anything
been in.
Anything he's ever been in.
Most things don't even make it a full season.
Most things don't make it past, like, six episodes. So kudos to you, Eric Balfour, and Emily, and Lucas. Congratulations. That's our news.
And after seeing the finale...
Which I didn't watch yet.
All I'll say is I'm glad that there's a second season, because that would have been a suck ending.
Nice.
So you have that to look forward to.
So that's our news.
Exciting news, I know.
Yeah. So now we want to talk about TV on DVD. My pick for this week is all of NBC's old westerns, because it's something I would totally buy my dad for Christmas. Because he watches westerns all day long.
And Jason?
What was mine? I forget.
The other crappy show that's now out on DVD again.
That doesn't really... Oh, the Bionic Woman season one.
Oh.
Like the new Bionic Woman?
I don't know. It wasn't the new Bionic Woman?
Oh, God.
Well, then maybe I retract my pick, because I didn't look. I was just looking at it, and I thought it was, they were...
I didn't look to see, I can't
So if
guarantee.
It is the Lindsay Wagner version, then get it.
Yeah, if
but
it's...
if it's not, don't.
If they're releasing the original, then that was my pick. Yeah, if it's the remake, if they're actually putting that out on... Which,
it's a waste of DVD.
Yeah, there's no real story arc to be able to even follow for the number of episodes that they had.
Yeah.
So there would be no point.
I don't have a DVD pick because there's no good DVDs out. As I was telling these guys, if you would like to support Jenna Elfman, because for some god-awful reason you love her so much you need to support her in everything she does, then you may go purchase her accidentally on purpose.
I think
that's the name of that crap show. You can go purchase that.
That would be the only way I would purchase it, would be accidentally.
Yeah.
On purpose?
Incidentally.
Just accidentally.
So we got a little, we got some vacationers walking by. Take a minute.
You're going to hear some tour information if you need
quite
to
literally. Quite literally. Oh my God, there's a lizard. Look.
These guys have never been to Florida.
saw Lizard the last time. I just don't want it to get on me.
You see him every time, Avery.
So anyway.
You have a fear of the lizard?
No, I have a fear of deer, so if there's deer, I'm dead.
We're not telling her about the deer outside our hotel room.
If there's a deer outside of our hotel room, it's a floating deer because we're pretty high up in the air.
There's a little field there.
Maybe it's a reindeer. It can fly.
Oh, my God. So, okay. After that tour.
You must hate reindeer.
You know, reindeer don't bother me. It's deer in general.
But they're flying deer.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. It's deer that get in my car. Could hurt my car.
Do deer often get in your car?
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to screw me over and get in my car and break something. So anyway, that's it for news and DVD.
Traffic has picked up here.
Traffic has picked up, and I can't stop looking at people. I'm a people watcher by nature.
All right.
Prime time. Now it's time for prime time. I'm not singing really loud because, like I said, the traffic is starting to pick up. Our first episode.
Then other people would be people watching.
Yeah, exactly. People making fun of is what they'd be doing. Like I am. Chuck, season 4, episode 3, Chuck versus the Cubic Z. Now, I saw a lot of mixed reviews about this online.
I liked it.
I did too. I don't know why everybody was trying to, like, pick it. Not trying to pick it apart, but.
Were they comparing it to the last time those two characters were on?
I think, yeah, and I think they were comparing it to the fact that the ending felt forced, but it wasn't. He was just kneeling over to pick something up, and...
We don't even know if the ending's forced, yet. We don't know what the reaction is going to be in the next.
Yeah, we don't know what comes up, and... I don't know,
I think it's stupid if she actually thinks he was proposed like he planned it.
Because it clearly wasn't that.
Right.
Because how do you plan a ring falling from the sky?
But other than that, it was just, like, I felt like it was a good moment of...
Yeah.
Maybe they're realizing... One may be realizing they want to go that far, the other maybe not. I don't know.
So there's that. I don't know. I liked it. I think it's having a good season. Great season.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. But on the sort of oddities of things, how about that ventilation system?
Yeah.
It's freaking huge.
I know, but that's what that was the joke the first time they got caught in the ventilation system was the making fun of spy shows where the ventilation systems are always like so big.
They are.
I know it was another one of those with like. Chuck's father's, secret lair.
Yeah,
that's the block one. I just love that it was like, with the numbering systems and stuff like that, it was like they were climbing like 5 stories high and stuff like that.
It was
too funny.
So, I enjoyed it.
Castle really is a castle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's
underneath.
It's much deeper down than you would think.
Apparently. I would think they're not set in Florida, because that would be really unrealistic.
I think having Nicole Richie and Steve Austin back in the same episode hindered what could be good stories for both of them, but Nicole Richie didn't bother me. Like, and that's what I said about her last arc, like, she didn't bother me. I expected her to be terrible, she doesn't bother me, so I'm okay with it.
I thought she was fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they did what they needed to do to be able to drive the story for the main characters. Who cares about their story?
Exactly. So that's Chuck. Moving on. No Ordinary Family, Season 1, Episode 2, No Ordinary Marriage. It's a perfectly mediocre, okay show.
What are we talking about?
No Ordinary Family.
I like it.
Perfectly okay.
Fun and fluffy.
Yeah. Nothing. They're not breaking new ground.
I'm not in love with it, but I also don't mind watching it. Like,
exactly.
I enjoy it enough when I watch it.
Exactly.
I'm not sure that'll earn it a permanent slot on my schedule, but for now it's fine.
I'll give it a little bit better than just okay. I just like where they could go with it, or, you know, how much fun they could have with it. And,
sorry about that, too.
Alrighty, then.
If only somebody had said something funny right before that.
What are we looking for?
Right. There's a wedding happening.
Oh, there's a wedding
upstairs,
happening right
not
now.
Right now, but I think they're just taking pictures right now.
What are we talking about? No Ordinary Family.
She looks very pretty.
She does look very pretty.
She looks like a princess.
Aww. So, okay, No Ordinary Family.
I wish you look like a princess.
Who are you saying? Are you directing that at me?
No, I'm directing it at the listeners. I don't know who I'm talking to.
I liked it enough.
Keep going.
I'll keep watching it. That's about it.
You'll keep watching it?
Yeah. It's on my DVR.
We are a Motley crew.
Welcome. We have a special guest.
We have a special guest,
Ken Gold from Media Boulevard.
We're podcasting. We're recording a podcast.
No, you're welcome. We only have one show left. Ken
only
Gold.
Have one show
Ken
left?
Gold, everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. We just talked about No Ordinary Family. Did you watch the second episode?
No, I didn't.
he thinks it's perfectly mediocre, too.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing calling anybody to watch it.
No, I'm going to keep watching it. Even though there's a little bit of other things on that night and stuff like that, it's still going to be on the list as of right now.
She does look pretty. Really pretty.
She looks very pretty. I'm sorry, I wish you could see. I should take a picture of my
phone. Take a picture and we'll post it.
Yeah.
And then maybe we get in trouble. Anyway.
Yeah,
I don't care.
So our last show
is this
for...
a no-picture zone?
I don't think it's a no-picture zone. It's a beautiful scene. She looks lovely. We're talking about our last show is Glee. Season 2, episode, what is it, 4?
It's our last show? Oh, that's
episode
right.
Episode 3. Season 1, episode 3. Grilled Cheeses, which I thought was lovely. I thought it was a really good episode.
Yeah, I thought it was a great episode. It's what I wish they would... I mean, they don't have to always hit, like, that sort of, dramatic, emotional... They can have fun episodes, mm-hmm. too. But I wish that the music tied in with the fun episodes as well as it ties in with the more dramatic episodes, like it did with that one. It's
so much...
The whole episode, to me, just watching it, it's so much... So much better to watch when the music is telling the story mm-hmm. along with the story. It's not just, oh, hey, here's a fun song.
Yeah.
And,
what are your thoughts, Ray?
I enjoyed it. What were you talking about, Glee? I was too busy taking pictures.
Yeah. Ray's got about 20 pictures of the bride.
On a moped, for the record.
I was trying to get a good picture. She wasn't on the moped yet.
Anyway.
You could run over there real quick and say, can I get a picture?
We're podcasting. We talked about you. Can we include this picture? So anyway, Glee.
Grilled cheeses.
Oh, grilled cheeses. I think that Finn is just the dumbest character on TV.
I enjoyed it. It was, the music went with what they were singing. Mm-hmm. I liked all the music, so that was a plus.
I'm glad the music went with what they were singing, though. You better didn't.
Fuck you.
Oh man, I knew
that would be even.
In case you can't see me right now, I'm rolling my eyes at Amber.
That'd be even worse than the normal episode if they were just singing just whatever, and the music was completely different.
I'm glad that the music went with the.
It was clearly a Brad Falchuk episode. Brad Falchuk is the only one who really knows how to write like a story.
I thought they handled the religious stuff well.
Yeah, I did too.
Like other people were like, I can't watch any of this because it's too religious, but I didn't feel like it was. One way or the other, there had a representation from everybody there.
Yeah. Ken, special guest, Ken?
Yeah. Actually, I really like this episode. And, I think last year I was predicting the Glee probably was only a one-season show. I didn't see where they were going to go with it. But it seems fine. It's really well done this year. The only thing I have, though, is I cannot get Billionaire out of my head after the first episode. And what happened to the character... was it Sam, I think, the blonde kid that was going to join the cast?
He'll be around. He didn't join New Directions yet, but he'll be around.
Well, now he's off the football team for a little while, isn't he?
Because he hurt his arm.
Right,
yeah.
So now
so
he needs
maybe
to do something.
He needs to do something.
Why not
Sunshine? Yeah. Sunrise? What was her name? Sunshine Corazon?
I was kind of surprised they didn't have that on screen. They just talked about it. He hurt his arm.
Yeah. I mean, they showed it but for like a second. But not enough to, like, explain. And then Sunshine. What was her name? Sunshine?
I have no idea.
Whatever. She went to Vocal Adrenaline. Cheyenne Jackson's
right,
her new
right.
coach. So we'll see her in a couple episodes. Four episodes. Spoiler alert. Four episodes from now. That's really all we have to talk about this week. I'm not sure why. Was there nothing else? I did want to mention that I think...
We did watch other things.
Nolan Gould from Modern Family. I was saying this to Ray in the car this morning. Every time he has reason to run into something, he becomes my favorite character on TV for the week. When he ran through the door, when he ran into the wall, he is genius. So yeah, that's it for us.
We were going to talk about Haven.
But cameo. Amory hasn't watched Haven.
I know, I was just going to say that was on the list.
How ridiculous the cameo is in Weeds this week.
Oh yeah, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Who's only there
to get naked.
Hey everyone, this is Greg. Everyone on the podcast.
Special
too.
Guest star Greg.
Hi,
special guest star Greg.
Well, I recognize Anne-Marie.
Hi.
I feel like I already know you.
That's Jason.
Jason.
My reputation.
Ken.
Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your name?
Greg.
Again?
Ken.
Ken.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
I can move my stuff. Like
Greg, we're podcasting. That's what she meant by your special guest star.
Should I leave?
No.
Oh no. We keep adding people.
Ken didn't leave. We don't want you to leave.
What else? What else do we want to talk about?
I was saying Weeds.
Oh, Weeds.
Yeah? I've seen it by now, so it's okay.
You've seen it by now, so we're going to spoil it. Did everybody watch it? We're not going to spoil it too bad. But,
just his ridiculousness of...
Yeah, there's no point in having Mark Wahlgoselaar other than...
He looked good, though.
He looked really good. He looked really naked. I'll just put it out there.
It's a bit of a kinky scene.
It's not a bit of a kinky scene. It's a lot of a kinky scene. And
well, I didn't see it.
We can't say much more.
I'm not spoiling much. Spoiling much more other than to say I would never get that far again.
Yeah.
Ever. So that's Weeds. What else do we want to talk about? It's not, I
didn't
know.
See Weeds, but it sounds like he was putting it out there.
Oh, God.
Did you watch The Good Guys?
I did watch The Good Guys, and I hate everybody who's not. No offense if anybody here is not watching it. It's one of my favorite shows. I don't really hate them. I'm just so sad for people that aren't watching
them.
It. Right.
I do.
Right. I love it.
No, no.
I love Brad Whitford. I love Colin Hanks. I love them.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped watching it over the summer and then...
I'm sorry. Is there someone singing?
Up there. On the balcony.
Awesome.
They want them to throw down their hair. I don't know. Just making up shit.
Wow.
All right.
Is that it now?
I don't know. The shortest podcast ever. I don't know. I sent out suggestions for shows.
I know.
And
I
you guys
didn't
add anything.
I know.
So.
I didn't really have anything else to add.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Guys all here from Sci-Fi.
We are. I'm gonna pull up over there.
So yeah, I guess we should
end it because we keep adding more people to our podcast.
Yeah. So
do you remember what
just
you
so you
say?
Know, if you say anything, you're on the podcast.
This is recorded.
No
You've
worries.
Given us permission, so
yeah.
Deal with it.
So you gotta end this thing.
Oh, I don't remember what I say.
Music as always was provided by...
You can always just cut it off another
no,
episode.
No. The music was provided by iodapronet.com. The song is TV Party from the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. But we forgot to say that you can get in touch with us at our website.
TVtimes3.com. Spell it all out.
Jazz hands.
And we really did the jazz hands this time.
They did. They really did.
I actually do that every week, but I'm
so
never with other people, so
quite
you
frankly.
Can't really see it.
I usually say Gus, though, and I do.
Yeah. So that's it. We're done. We're going to go have some dinner. I'm going to go to my first haunted house. It's going to be
Halloween Horror Nights. All right.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do. Watch TV and have a couple of brews.